Welcome to Ales and Strange Tales Season 5
Strange News Edition. This is where we crack open a beer and share some strange news from around the world, possibly even a strange tale from our audience. So grab a beer and dive into the strange with us. Welcome back to Ales and Strange Tales, Season 5, Episode 1. How are you, Daniel?
Pretty good.
Now, should we tell them right now that we're changing everything?
Yeah, this season is a bit different from the last four. I forgot it's already five.
Yeah, is that nuts?
Yeah, we're doing just strange tales.
Strange news.
Totally fucked that up.
And if we do get strange tales, we'll throw them in there, but we ain't getting them.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to come by, maybe we'll interview some people still, but it'll be mostly all strange news.
Yeah, and we got a lot of them today. Some pretty fucking good ones.
Yeah.
And since it's a new season and a new style of podcast, I have a crazy new beer that I never tried before. It's a New Belgium Atomic Pumpkin Spicy Release from Voodoo Ranger. It's like a 6.4. It's pumpkin and I think habanero. And it's not good at all.
Yeah.
The aftertaste is really pumpkin-y, but the first sip, not very good.
Doesn't sound good to me at all.
And it might be expired. There's no fucking date on there, motherfucker.
Gross.
Oh, it's brewed with pumpkin, cinnamon, and chilies.
And chilies.
Why would anyone do that? I don't know.
But you bought it, that's why.
Yep. It's only $12, so fuck it.
Sucker.
What did you get?
Well, my huge, a lot of times I've had this one, the Anti-Hero Revolution Brewing.
Ooh.
6-7.
There's a pumpkin or a football player on there.
Yeah, it might be Justin Fields. Hey, it's because it's number one.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's kind of good.
He's on the Bears, though, I'm taking it, if he's good, right?
He's on the Bears.
Oh, is he? Okay.
I forgot you don't know football.
I don't. Is he retiring, though, or something?
No, right? This is his, like, third year.
Dave posted some asshole's retiring. I don't know who it is.
I don't know. I didn't see his post. But Fields may or may not be back next year, so who knows?
Oh, probably sucks then.
Yeah, he's okay.
If he sucks so bad, he should put him on this beer, because this beer blows.
But yeah.
Well, yeah, all we have is strange news today. What do you guys think of our new intro? We haven't even recorded it yet. But it's going to be a good one. And are we starting TikTok here too?
Yeah.
At some point?
I'm going to start recording probably today while you're reading.
Yeah.
And I will post that on Facebook and let everyone know.
There you go. Do I need one of those little microphones on me for it?
Strange news.
All right, now for our first strange news segment of the night. And like I said, this is from SB Nation. Cross-country skier freezes penis during race and just kept going.
And just kept going.
We regret to inform you another cross-country skier has frozen his penis. A risk of injury is innate in any sport. You might sprain your ankle playing basketball, hurt your knee in football, or damage an elbow while pitching. The world of cross-country skiing is the same, except you might freeze your penis solid. Right, this is what it says. Regrettably, the icy north has claimed another phallus, as Sweden's Carl Halfvarsson is the latest cross-country skier to freeze his penis during a race in Ruka, Finland. Speaking to Swedish outlet Expressen, Halfvarsson said he first realized his penis was frozen towards the end of the race. He says, during lap 6 of 8, Halfvarsson... No, he didn't say that yet. Never mind. During lap 6 of 8, Halfvarsson felt that something was not quite right in the lower regions. He says, I have frozen the muscle. For real. Damn, I had to lie in there for 10 minutes to warm it up. If you think that's all, dear reader, think again. I regret to inform you that this isn't the first time Halfvarsson has frozen his dick while skiing in Ruka, and it does say dick. The skier even managed to make a joke about it, which I would not be doing. which is incredible considering he just spoke with the news outlet shortly after thawing out his own penis. It's lucky that I'm going to have my second child, because this is going to be difficult in the future if I'm going to continue like this, says Hafferson, and laughs.
Oh my God.
If you've ever wondered what it feels to freeze your penis, and I'm sure you have, know that Hafferson says it's bad, very bad. He describes it as the worst thing you can experience, adding that the pain is excruciating. I would not doubt it. As the saying goes, no penis pain, no gain. So he pushed on and finished top among Swedes in the race. Now he's just part of sporting history, where he joins Finland's Remy Lindholm, who froze his penis in the 2020 Winter Olympics. Think of this next time you say that football is the toughest sport. Nobody on the gridiron is freezing their penis and still playing. So that's a good first new segment for our new little...
I think so.
...deal we're doing here. And should I hop right into some people barbecuing ice? Oh, you're...
Sorry, I just stopped it, but 2 minutes, that's good enough. We'll fuck around with it later.
And while Dan's dicking around with his TikTok thing over there, I will go into our next news segment. This is coming from independent.co.uk. Don't know why that's starting. And like I said, the next news segment is grilled ice cubes served on barbecue as specialty street food in China. A street food vendor was filmed serving grilled ice cubes as a snack to baffled customers in China. The strange dish was seen at a night market in Changsha, Hunan province, quickly garnering attention on social media. Footage shows the stall owner, who claimed the dish is a specialty snack, preparing frozen water on an open barbecue in a similar fashion to meat, brushing oil over the ice and sprinkling seasoning on top. A customer appears stunned as she tries the grilled ice, which was offered to her a bit burnt or tender, depending what you want. The serving cost is $1.60, according to local media. What is the money in China?
Yen?
Yen.
I think so.
$1.60 in yen for some fucking salty ice.
Like, how does it not melt?
It just does it for a little bit. It gets smaller. There's a video of it. Yeah. It's really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So don't do that. And you want me to do one last news segment?
Yeah, do it.
And then you can hop into yours. What do we got here? Are you doing Halloween 3?
No, just the
commercial song? Sounds like it. This is coming from NBCPhiladelphia.com. Runaway kangaroo punches police officer in the face while being captured in Canada.
In Canada?
Yep.
Kangaroos.
What's going
in
on
Canada.
With that? The kangaroo had escaped while being transferred between zoos and was spotted hopping down the side of a highway by bewildered motorists who shared videos on social media. A fugitive kangaroo that spent 4 days on the run in Canada was caught by police on Monday. Wouldn't they get, like, animal control to do that?
You would think so.
But not before it managed to punch an officer square in the face. Durham Regional Police said it received an unlikely call from a member of the public claiming to have seen a kangaroo hopping around in Oshawa, 40 miles east of Toronto. The kangaroo had escaped while being transferred between zoos and was spotted hopping down the side of the highway by bewildered motorists who then shared the video on social media. One of the officers was struck at the face during the apprehension, but he'll be just fine and won't be continuing the investigation. Fuck, that's the end of the news article.
Did he get charged with assaulting a police officer?
He should. He's getting extradited back to Australia as we speak. So that was another short one. Might as well hop into one more. This is from mlive.com. I don't know what the fuck that is. Woman arrested for shoplifting during Shop with a Cop event. A 62-year-old woman is fucking ads. A 62-year-old woman attempted to shoplift from a Walmart, of course, in Livingston County during a Shop with a Cop event on Saturday, December 2nd, according to Michigan State Police. There were 75 police officers from different agencies present at the event, according to the press release. The event gives area children, through donations from local businesses, an opportunity to partner up with a police officer and shop for themselves and family for the holidays. Walmart staff notified a Michigan State police officer, who was also participating in the event, that the woman was attempting to steal $727.86 worth of merchandise, according to the release.
What an idiot.
That's pretty stupid. The trooper followed the woman out to her vehicle, which was parked next to all the patrol vehicles of the officers participating in the event. The woman from Haslett was arrested on scene and lodged in Livingston County Jail. Why are these so fucking short? That's the end of that one as well.
I think you're good. I think you're good.
That's a couple thousand that I did. What do you got, Dan?
Well, I got another kind of a penis story.
Another penis story.
Yeah.
Oh, rocking tonight.
It's not a frozen phallus, but this is off the smokinggun.com. Man,
it's a good name, by the way.
Yeah, another gun. Man pleasured self, then departed from a come and go.
What?
You know, like those gas station or convenience stores?
Oh, I thought it was like a place where you relieve yourself, yes, and you just get the fuck out
it's
of
It's called come and go.
Wow.
K-U-M.
I got you.
An Iowan pleasured himself outside a come and go store and then departed for his nearby apartment.
He just went to his apartment. The fuck?
According to indecent exposure complaint filed following his arrest yesterday, this was November 17th of 23.
Old news, but still awesome.
Either way, according to cops, victims called 911 to report that an unknown male had said sexual things to them and began masturbating in their presence.
Wow.
While outside the convenience store in Iowa City. After a police canvas near the come and go. I think that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah. He's a very literal man.
You should see this guy's face. I'll show you in a minute. Officer identified Kenneth Lee Kelly, 54, as a suspect in the public pleasure session. Multiple subjects from come and go, neighborhood businesses, and apartments identified the defendant as the subject in the photos. Look at this fucking guy's face.
I can't wait to see it. He looks like he would do that.
He totally looks, yeah. He definitely looks like a perv.
He almost looks like me. That is not good.
No, he doesn't. Contacted at home, Kelly denied he was the individual captured on surveillance video. Kelly, however, confirmed he had clothing that matched the video and showed police a hat that was an identical match to the one worn by the suspect during the deed. That's not me,
it's
but
not me.
I got
exactly
the same clothes.
Me,
a search warrant at Kelly's apartment resulted in the seizure of garments that matched surveillance and traffic camera video from this incident. Additionally, a photo lineup was conducted and victims independently identified Kelly as a 12:30 a.m. come-and-go masturbator.
Damn. Did he finish? Did they like test the DNA that he left?
I don't think he did.
God, imagine doing that. Imagine that being your job. Oh my God.
When questioned by police, Kelly reportedly claimed he wasn't exposing himself, but instead was just scratching his genitals.
Wow. Vigorously? In front of people? Staring them in the eye?
Kelly's rap sheet includes convictions for felony theft, narcotics possession, driving without a license, and marijuana possession.
Well, he's got a more interesting fucking rap sheet now.
That's just fucking at a come and go. That isn't that the greatest?
If you worked there, I would expect that to happen at least once.
Okay.
It's really spelled K-U-M.
K-U-M.
That's a bad thing to do. Look what they did to themselves.
All right, I got this one off of Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
Good old Fox News.
Yeah,
that's
boy.
Your favorite, ain't it?
Yeah.
And it's a Florida man, crazy Florida man. Woo! Story. Florida man throws package of Oreos at wife while arguing over empty coffee maker.
Oh, I can see that.
A Florida man allegedly threw a package of Oreo cookies at his wife while the two were arguing over their empty coffee maker. Deputies wrote in an affidavit that John Sandoval, 70, was arrested Saturday morning after he allegedly threw the package of Oreo cookies at his wife while the two argued over their coffee maker that had no water in it.
Oh, fuck.
According to Fox News. According to Lake County Sheriff's, the couple, who has been married for over 40 years, got into a verbal argument while sitting at a table. At some point, Sandoval allegedly became aggressive and threw the package of Oreo cookies at her chest, which caused her to fall.
She fell over? Well, she's in her 70s, I guess.
I guess so. This is fucking crazy. Sandoval also placed his hands on her throat while she was on the ground.
That's a
okay.
Little worse. That's
now
not
I get
good.
Why he's arrested.
Yeah.
And her airways weren't restricted. The woman's daughter urged her mother to file charges in the incident, which wasn't until the next day. Deputies wrote that they didn't observe any obvious injuries on the woman. When interviewed by detectives, Sandoval allegedly admitted to picking up the package of cookies and throwing it at her, but didn't have any recollection of grabbing her throat.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm more pissed about the cookies getting damaged. You can't be dipping those now. They're crumbled. You fucked the whole package up.
You gotta throw that shit away.
Fucking guy.
He was charged with felony domestic battery on a person 65 years or older.
Yeah, but don't be fucking with the cookies. Oreos are one of my favorites, by the way.
They are. I'm a head.
You gotta dip them in milk, dude.
Oh, you have to.
Because why else eat them?
Where are we at on time?
Well, we wasted 30 fucking minutes fucking with TikTok,
true.
So we're at 22 now, but probably like 20, 19. I have another good one if you don't have any.
I got a couple, but if you want to do another one, do it. Hey, do it.
Do it.
I am the law.
All right. This is a treat I'm going to share with everyone right here. This fucking guy. This is also from FoxNews.com. Man shocked to discover source of headaches for 5 months is pair of chopsticks inside his fucking skull.
What the fuck?
What is he doing?
Yeah.
I was in Vietnam, so who knows. A pounding headache led to a shocking discovery for a man in Vietnam. After the source of the pain was revealed to be a pair of chopsticks. I don't know. After the man experienced severe headaches for 5 months, doctors at Cuba Friendship Hospital in Dong Ho told the 35-year-old man that he had a pair of chopsticks lodged in his skull, according to the New York Post. Upon checking into the hospital on November 25th, a CT scan revealed that the man was suffering from a rare, potentially life-threatening neurological condition that was caused by a pair of chopsticks that had allegedly gone up his nose and into his brain. It was in his fucking brain. The Post reported that while the man was initially surprised at how chopsticks ended up inside his skull, he soon remembered a fight he was involved in while out drinking 5 months prior.
Jesus.
The patient reportedly told doctors that he could not recall many details from the fight, but did remember someone stabbing him in the face with an unknown object.
Well, I guess chopsticks.
Yeah,
right
apparently
up
that. Surgeons were able to successfully remove the chopsticks, and the patient was said to be in stable conditioning, waiting to be released from the hospital.
I don't know how you don't feel that way up in your brain.
Dude, it's splittering as it goes up, maybe, if they're cheap ones.
That is up there, too, if you can't even feel it in your nose.
And it's in your fucking brain.
Yeah. What the fuck?
That's a wicked fight. No fights tonight, man. We might get a fork up there or some shit.
No fights tonight at the bar.
No.
You know, because we're always getting in fights.
Well, I almost am into Batavia because some... Yeah, we'll cover that another day. It's construction talk. Construction workers are stupid. Just know that.
Aren't you in construction?
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah, so, case in point.
But I think that's it for today's show.
All right, yeah. It's a short one, but we're just getting the hang of how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
I think we should like volley back and forth between like I do one, you do one.
Yeah, maybe next time.
So we'll try that out next time. Anyway, we got a lot to do to figure out what the fuck we're doing. Anyway, just in case you do have strange tales, our email is still alesandstrangetales@gmail.com.
You can find us on Facebook and soon TikTok.
Yep. Maybe this is one that we just did today.
Yeah, possibly.
Who knows?
As long as I can edit it.
Yeah, because I fucked that up real bad. Anyway, this is Chris Moyers.
Dan.
Cheers.
Cheers.